Welcome to Play by Play, the latest in sports headlines and sports stock news from InvestorIdeas.com. Hello, everyone. This is Sam Mowers here. Welcome to another episode of the Play by Play podcast. For stock news today, we've got the latest from WWE, part of TKO Group Holdings, Casey's General Stores, and Gatorade through PepsiCo. Then we're going to take a look at some headlines involving the NFL and the sale of the Ottawa Senators in the NHL. But just before we get into our show today, a quick reminder that if you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to share it or leave us a review. And as always, I recommend checking out some of the other podcasts on InvestorIdeas.com. This includes the Cannabis Podcast, the Clean Tech and Climate Change Podcast, along with many others, all of which will bring you up to speed on the latest stock news and trends in their respective spaces. All right, so WWE, part of TKO Group Holdings, Inc., which trades on the New York Stock Exchange under the ticker TKO, has announced an agreement with NBC Universal for a 5-year domestic media rights partnership that will bring Friday Night SmackDown back to USA Network beginning October 2024. This will also see WWE produce 4 primetime specials per year that will air on NBC, marking the first time WWE will air on the network in primetime beginning in the 2024 and 25 season. WWE's president Nick Khan said, quote, NBC Universal has been a tremendous partner of WWE for decades. We are excited to extend this long-standing relationship by bringing SmackDown to USA Network on Friday nights and look forward to debuting multiple WWE special events annually on NBC. End quote. Next up, Casey's General Stores, Inc., trading on the NASDAQ under the ticker CASY, has announced a partnership with Gatorade, which is a division of PepsiCo, Inc., trading on the NASDAQ as PEP, for this fall. This will empower athletes of all abilities and offer guests the chance to win one of 1,500 Casey's gift cards, each valued at up to $15, through the Gatorade Fuel Sports for All giveaway. Jennifer Schmidt, Senior Director of Gatorade Community Marketing and Impact, commented, quote, Gatorade and Casey's share a passion for fueling the next generation and ensuring sports access and inclusivity. Our Equity in Sports initiative strives to break down barriers so all athletes can play and is what we strive for with our community partnerships. End quote. We'll leave stocks there for the day and take a look now at some headlines in the sports world. First off, the San Francisco 49ers won their 13th regular season game, 13th straight regular season game, that is, 30-12 over the New York Giants just last night. According to the Associated Press, 49ers running back Christian McCaffrey ran for 85 yards, added 34 more receiving, and scored on a 4-yard run that made it 17-3 late in the second quarter, which according to the article matched Jerry Rice's franchise record with 12 straight games in the regular season or playoffs with a touchdown and is 3 shy of the NFL mark. Next up, an official announcement today indicates that the agreement to purchase the Ottawa Senators hockey team by an entity controlled by Canadian businessman Michael Andlauer has been approved by the National Hockey League's Board of Governors and the sale process has been completed. Andlauer himself said, quote, The Ottawa Senators Hockey Club is an amazing organization, from the players to the staff to the most passionate fan base in the game. My family and I are thrilled to officially be a part of Ottawa's team and the Ottawa-Gatineau community. Thank you to the NHL and the Melnick family for the opportunity to make this a reality and entrusting me to steward this remarkable franchise into the future. Thank you also to my equity partners and advisors on the transaction, who, like me, are aligned and committed to bringing on and off-ice success to the National Capital Region. End quote. That's it for today's edition of Play by Play. If you'd like to be a guest or sponsor for this podcast, please contact investorideas.com. Investorideas.com reminds all listeners to read our disclaimers and disclosures on the investorideas.com website. All investment involves risk, and this podcast is not meant to be an endorsement to buy or sell securities or products. To hear more podcasts, you can go to investorideas.com/audio. And a reminder, you can also hear our podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spreaker.com, iHeartRadio, and most audio platforms available.